Dental implants are an integral part of many orthodontic treatment plans for patients with missing teeth. As such, we need to know something about the success and failure rates as we help patients with making appropriate treatment decisions. Of specific interest is whether a failed implant can be replaced with reasonable success. This may be of particular interest in a younger patient that has many years to live with an implant in place. An article called Prognosis of the Implants Replaced After Removal of Failed Dental Implants appears in the September 2010 issue of the Triple O and gives us some valuable information about the success of failed implant replacement. Let me briefly review with you a few details of the study design and the results that were found. To start with, the study was done retrospectively, meaning the data may not be as reliable or complete. However, the study subjects were all treated by the same clinician, which can reduce some variability. 49 subjects with a total of 60 failed implants were included. This was a subset of nearly 600 subjects with implants placed over a 3.5-year period. The implant failure rate during initial placement was 3.2%. The 60 replaced implants were examined for success and periodontal health during an average 2-year follow-up time. Information was also gathered about whether the replacement implant was placed immediately or whether it was delayed until after a healing period. The results showed that the failure rate of the replacement implants was just over 10%, or about 3 times the initial placement failure rate. So, replacement implants have nearly a 90% success rate, but are not quite as successful as initial placement. Another interesting finding was that many of the failed implants were upper first molars. The authors had some suggestions as to why this may be the case, but as an orthodontist, this knowledge may lead you to more aggressively suggest orthodontic space closure for missing teeth in this location. When comparing the success of replacement implants placed immediately versus after healing period, no difference in success rate was found. What we learned from this report is that replacement implants have a high success rate, nearly 90%, but not quite as high as initial placement. We also learned that, at least in this group of subjects, delaying placement of a new implant until after healing did not seem to impact the success rate. And lastly, upper first molar implants showed the greatest number of failures, so missing teeth in those areas may be considered for orthodontic space closure. Remember to keep in mind that this study is limited by its retrospective design, but it still provides useful information when considered in that light. The article itself can be found in the September 2010 issue of the journal Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology.